We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
92.3 The Fan invites you to see Jarvis Landry and friends play softball and raise money for charity at Classic Park in Eastlake, Saturday, June 15th. Player rosters include Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, David Njoku, and more. Gates open at 3, and our own Dustin Fox will be in the Home Run Derby beginning at 4. Adam the Bull and Ken Carmen will be calling the play-by-play of the game starting at 5 on 92.3 The Fan. Tickets are available now but are selling quickly. Order online at JarvisLandrySoftball.com. Call 440-954-WINS or stop by the Classic Park box office.
You sound like a kid who was called on in class to read in middle school.
You know what? I was going to say that was almost as bad as soccer. Until that little inflection, you gave it a little something.
I gave it the college try.
And there was a little bit of excitement there.
That's all I got.
Still, I might bump it up to a 7, maybe 6.5.
I hover right around that 6, 6.5 range.
You do.
Which are about my grades in college, 60, 65%. So,
Dustin Fox.
Coming up later on, we did find some audio.
Some outrage.
The Canadians are ripping the Americans.
Oh, yeah.
On scoring too many goals against Thailand.
You give them an NBA team, and suddenly they think they run the world.
We played a little bit of it in studio. We will have it for you by, I would say, 8:45 this morning. I saw something turn in Kenny Kidd's eye where I think he might be all
He's
in.
He's going to be
now.
On board.
He might be all
He's going to be over there at Old Angle and Mary Arts having fun watching the soccer.
All you soccer fans who are disgusted at Kenny Kidd's opinion, things might change coming up here in about an hour and a half because Kidd might be finding himself a little bit worked into his shoot, according to some of the audio we played for each other. That coming up at 8:45 this morning. Jason Lloyd in studio with us, 216-578-0092. You and I were talking on the phone. Anthony and I were talking on the phone yesterday. And I was driving around, and you brought up a different scenario. Because Kevin Durant came back. There was three games that they have to win. He comes back for game 5. They got to get 5, 6, and 7 to win the series. He comes back to save it. What if we were under the similar circumstances with the Cleveland Browns? Baker starts the playoffs, divisional round, AFC championship game. Then you get to the Super Bowl. There's time off, but he comes in. You know that there's a leg injury of some seriousness, and every game is an elimination game, just like what it was with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's the most important player to the Golden State Warriors. Obviously, Baker Mayfield is the most important player to the Cleveland Browns. You brought up the contract stipulation as well. If this was next year, or I should say this coming year, do you encourage him to play? Do you encourage him to sit because of the long-term investment? What do you do?
So I think fans will say, it's football. There are only so many games. That's what you're getting paid for. Go out there and do it. But what is interesting to see the blowback of the Kevin Durant thing, to see how Kevin Durant went from this hated athlete. And why was he really hated? It's because he joined a really good team.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, if we really try to explain that to our grandkids, that probably doesn't sound like it has the most merit in argument. We did the same thing for LeBron.
Yeah.
Same thing. And in the end, what'd he do? Well, he just went to a better situation, helped his legacy. In many ways, you can argue it hurt his legacy and others. But that's the way that sports is today. Kevin Durant went from that hated athlete stigma to empathetic, like player with now people are sharing their sympathy for in some ways. And that happened overnight. And now everyone's wondering, should he even have played? Like, why did he do it? And it's a fluid thing with the fans. I think football's different the way that fans think of it. Because I always hear how fans talk about the NBA, fake tough guys, as if just fights are breaking out in every football game. They aren't. A lot of the football but these guys are friends. They're exchanging jerseys after the game. That's how different football is from what it used to be. But fans will never support football players not going out there because we hear these stories of what Ronnie Lott, didn't he have like a severed finger or something and he went back out there?
He took the pinky off.
He took the pinky off. Just shoot him up. Just go back out there.
Jack Youngblood on a broken leg.
Yeah. That's part of the urban mythology I think there is to football.
I still think there's always going to be a little bit to basketball, too, when you have Michael Jordan in the flu game. Now, depending on what you believe, Jalen Rose saying it was the Henny flu. I don't care. You have Michael Jordan with the flu game. Willis Reed with the leg. Obviously, we talked about, and you remember, there was the reverse with LeBron, the elbow game, because some people thought, hey, come on, Buttercup, let's go. Like, you got a championship, you got to win, you got to go out there and try to do it. Baseball, obviously, we talked about Curt Schilling in the past before. So I think we've always loved that. But if it does come down to the investment of it, because you want Baker to give you a shot for the long term. Because you can always go into a scenario, and this is what makes it an interesting thing. You can always go into a scenario and think, well, if something bad happens, like, dare we say, Robert Griffin III, does he ever return to the glory that he previously had? Because Robert Griffin III, I think, since the injury, has played timid. I think his career has been marred because of the way that injury played out. And people went after the Redskins. People went after Mike Shanahan. They were really upset about that. And it does make you wonder a little bit what happens to Bob Griffin's career had there never been that knee injury that happened in a playoff. Well, it started in the season, and then it happened in the playoff game. Okay, if you had this type of risk with Baker, you know you have a prominent career ahead of you. You believe you do. You should have many shots to get into the postseason and to make something in the postseason. Say it were to happen in the 2019 year. You're getting ready for the AFC divisional round playoff game against God knows who. It is an interesting question of what you would do.
Let me bring up another athlete real quick.
Or what you should do.
Let me bring up Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas, you can make the argument to keep that streak going, which is going to be obviously in the first paragraph of his Hall of Fame credentials, right? They're all going to bring up that game streak, which is insane for a guy that played that position. But you could argue, if that wasn't so important, we get Joe Thomas this year and for potential Super Bowl runs over the next few years. If he just would have simply sat during the seasons, it didn't matter. Like, we could have Joe Thomas right now. We could be talking about him anchoring one of the best offensive lines in the NFL and trying to protect Baker Mayfield. Instead, because of a streak, now you don't have him.
If his
career was shortened.
If you knew Baker Mayfield had a leg injury, 216-578-0092, and they didn't rule him out. It wasn't like they... Because Kevin Durant, they were like, well, he could come back. They never took the pressure off and ruled him out. And then he could come back we were surprised, and here he is. They never ruled him out. Would you want Baker to play with that injury?
The contract plays into it. The contract situation absolutely plays into it. If this was Kevin Durant's first year in Golden State, I think Warriors personnel would have been looking at him and this situation a lot differently.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely. But everyone in that team thinks he's leaving or thought he was leaving.
So you want to get what you can out of him?
Get what you can out of him while he's here.
Because Jalen Rose yesterday was like, you owe nothing to that basketball team. You won two championships. You might be on your way out. They're trying to get the most out of you. Basically, what Jason is saying there, you owe nothing.
But that's the debate. See, I think most fans, if you put up a poll right now and ask the fans, 216-578-0092, most fans would say, you got to play.
I would still say you got to play.
But this is a one-way street the way it works, because you know on the other side of this, no team, the minute Baker Mayfield's injured and looks like he has serious injuries,
he's cut.
He's done. They're gonna draft the next quarterback. So what does Baker Mayfield owe the team or owe the fan base, owe the city? This is where it gets interesting.
Well, are you just holding off? Is it a personal investment, or is it a personal investment on trying to hide an injury, or is it a personal investment in trying to go for glory? Because if you're not feeling well, but you believe you can still perform to a level, because if he's out there with a broken arm and he can't throw, obviously he's not going to do anything good for the Cleveland Browns and he should sit. But if he has a knee injury or an ankle injury and it's going, well, I could still take a shot and give her a go, and I could still throw the football and plant and do those things. If the adrenaline might be able to keep me out of harm's way if I got to go, this is the playoffs. I think this is what you do. This is what, not technically what you pay for, because he hasn't gotten his second deal yet, but this is part of what you dream of.
Well, Ken, I told you yesterday on the phone, I thought the Warriors did Durant a great disservice by not just ruling him out. Just rule him out for the finals.
Yes.
And it takes all the pressure off of him. It takes away all of the scrutiny, this daily scrutiny of will he or won't he. And then, privately, if he works out and you think he can come back for game 5, now you've painted him as this martyr, where instead they made him out to be the villain because of the way that it played out, where it's kind of what the Celtics did with Gordon Hayward a couple years ago, where it's just, he's out. And you take all of this away. It all goes away.
I would say football's still a little bit different because if you announce he's out, there's rules against that and things like that. If you also say, well, he's going to be a game time decision or he's questionable, listed as questionable or whatever, you also have the thought of, well, I got to make him try to find tape on Drew Stanton. And then, because he obviously he still won some games as a backup quarterback starting in the NFL, having to come in, or I have to get them ready for Baker Mayfield. Either way, I have two different quarterbacks that they have to get ready for. For Baker, yeah, you would know he's going to be hobbled, but I would also ask Baker, and this is all obviously a hypothetical, if not now, when? Because I can't guarantee you next year either.
Here's the big difference between the NBA and the NFL, and this is something that, you know, could come to a head with the collective bargaining agreement, is the difference in the contract structure. In the NBA, these contracts are guaranteed, and I wonder if in the NFL, where nothing's guaranteed, if players are going to start saying, I'm not going to play, I'm not going to go out there. I don't look. We're talking about Duke Johnson. Like Duke Johnson, the thought right now is, well, the Browns are a winning team. Why wouldn't you want to play? Because I think what we understand now is the players don't do this for the fans. They don't do it for the cities they play in.
Well, they
don't do
money.
It for the organizations. There's only so many games these guys can make money, especially right. At the running back position. There's only so many ways to go get that money, and it is to get touches and all that. If you're injured, doesn't do you a lot of good to sacrifice for the sake of the team, because the team's just going to cut you the minute you get injured.
Obviously, but for Baker, if you're looking at this from a competitive standpoint, if you're the leader, I love how you're trying to talk yourself into it a little bit. If you're Baker and you're supposed to be the leader and the quarterback, and also part of what you do is based in your legacy, for Duke Johnson, I don't know what legacy would be there for a guy like Duke Johnson. I have no idea. Probably not very much. But for a guy like Baker Mayfield, obviously you're a starting quarterback in an NFL franchise. You're going to be memorable somehow. You're a number one overall pick. So people are going to remember you in some way. If you knew you were hobbled going into the playoffs and you got to win each game to make sure you win or go home, I still think you have to do it. I don't think that next year's guaranteed or the year after it. And if you have some sort of an injury, say it is a Kevin Durant-style injury. I know what just happened to Kevin Durant. I understand that there could be long-term ramifications of that. You might not be the same player ever. But I think looking back on even what happened with Robert Griffin and some of the other players there, what else are you going to be leaving there on the deck for everybody? If you're not going to do it at that level, when am I ever going to be able to count on you to do it? It got brought up with Jay Cutler before. Obviously, it got brought up with Cam Newton in the Super Bowl with the business decision that he made, where he didn't go for a drop football where the chances are they could try to take the lead or try to tie the game up. So there are going to be certain questions brought up to you. And I can say that, yeah, it's a better long-term investment for you monetarily to stay behind. It's probably a better, and it could be looked at for the fan base as a better investment because, hey, if he's healthy, okay, we'll get to the playoffs next year and the year after and the year after and the year after, and we'll make runs and we'll probably win a Super Bowl. I can't guarantee that based on the history of the franchise or based on the history of any team and any quarterback out there. So even though I understand that there is an inherent terrible risk, you still have to go out there.
Do you just think all these athletes that saw what happened with Kevin Durant, regardless of the sport, are now starting to second guess whether or not they should do whatever for the team?
Yes, absolutely.
It depends on that player. It really does, because I think it all comes down to that player, their character, and their drive, because you have someone like Brett Favre who will go out there and play through any injury that he possibly can, or you have someone who sits there and goes, you know what? I'm kind of a little hobbled today. This might get worse. I'm just going to sit this one out.
You used the term character.
Okay, character and love of the game and will to win. You know, you're playing it. It's the reason why they're playing it. Some players are out there playing the game to win. Some players are playing for a paycheck.
I know that, and Kenny, I think, has a point here, because when you go back to it was brought up against Odell Beckham Jr., and I know that he's a hot topic about a bunch of stuff right now that's completely overblown, but it was brought up a couple years ago with Odell Beckham Jr. with the Giants. It was brought up last year, whether or not to shut him down at the end of the year and whether or not it was worth it. And he still said, well, I'll go out and play. But a couple of years before, there were questions about what his commitment was supposed to be to the New York Giants. Brought up by the media, brought up by quote-unquote sources within the franchise. What is he going to be able to give you long-term? Let me get to Brad in Akron, 216-578-0092. Brad, you're first up in the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I think Lima's point is almost kind of like the Tom Brady effect. If Baker Mayfield ultimately wins those six championships, and God, I'm hoping for that day to happen. That'd be one of the most, you know, best days of my life, that we get to that point that Baker Mayfield wins us six championships, six Super Bowls, and there's a point at which Baker gets injured and the fans are sitting here kind of looking at each other going, well, who's our backup? Who's our guy? But we love him and we want him to be there. I'm probably the first to say, sit down, worry about your legacy. That's most important at this point. I think where we're at, though, today is you've got a kid who wants to play for the love of the sport right now. At least that's the perception that he gives off, and that all the fans are kind of eating up on, is he wants to be there for his team and play for his team and the love of that, and I can respect that. What I think I want to see the players to do, though, moving forward is look at what the injury can do to you, look at what it could do to the team, and look at what and how it's going to take for you to recover from that injury. Like Durant, I mean, he didn't need to go out there and play. I think that was a guilt thing. I think he needed to. I think he felt guilty.
Regardless, even if the team said perfectly fine, if Freddie even looked at him and said it's perfectly fine, I still think Baker Mayfield would feel guilty. I think any starting quarterback should feel guilty about that, no matter what. I don't think you'd be able to help it. So, would you want Baker to sit or play in the postseason?
I would want him to sit because ultimately at that point, in my perception, is if he has already gotten us to that area already, I don't want him to ruin himself. I want him to be smarter than that. I want him to be thinking long term. So if that means his own personal health and personal safety, I could respect that because he's looking at it from his own standpoint of his own longevity. You remember, these are, you know, what, 13 years or so is about, I think, the average quarterback length for the NFL, 10, 13 years, something like that. You got to think, he's, what, 23? So if he retires at 33, he still has a long life left in front of him. I'd hate to see the kid, you know, hobbled walking around with, you know, a cane for the rest of his life just because he had to play in, you know, football games. I don't know. I look at the man, too.
Thank you for the call. 216-578-0092. That's not the first call I thought we would take on that. I thought that a lot of people would just say resoundingly they would want him to play. I don't know. I think of Jay Cutler. I think of Cam Newton in the Super Bowl. I think that might be the worst thing to be called because there are people who call them cowards for not wanting to play in the postseason. When it matters to try to win a Super Bowl,
there is
a difference between a quarterback, a starting franchise level quarterback, and a lot of other players on the team.
Look at what started to be said about Kevin Durant in the first four games of that series. There were their own writers, and those are the biggest fanboys on the planet, the way they cover that team. Those guys were starting to question things about Kevin Durant.
Which is why I think they did a great disservice to him.
216-578-0092. If Baker were under the same pretenses as Kevin Durant, which it basically would be, would you want Baker to play through an injury going into this year, knowing that you are risking many, many years in the future? 216-578-0092. And also, the Browns right near the top in basically everything this offseason, except for one big category. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman, live on the Fan. Caller 8-216-578-0090. You're going to celebrate Father's Day with a family four-pack of passes to the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. Remember, dads enjoy free admission on Father's Day, courtesy of Wayside Furniture. It's all courtesy of the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, securing a future for wildlife in sports radio. 92.3 The Fan.
You mean mine didn't sound like that?
What? You sounded like you got called on to read Catcher in the Rye in sixth grade.
He's tanking it intentionally because he doesn't want to do it anymore.
That doesn't work with me. My wife tried that with the dishes.
Yeah, you're going to do them until you get it right. That's how that's going to work.
That's how that works.
News Dump with Jeff Thomas coming up at 8. A lot of people saying, hey, they might want to hold back on Baker. If he were under the same... I'm a little bit surprised. They would hold back on Baker.
But
saying,
I don't think... No, wait a second. They're saying
someone brought
that
up
now.
Carson Wentz. Jeff brought up Carson Wentz.
They're saying that now, but if tomorrow was the AFC Championship game, and this is the first time the Browns have been there since 89, okay, and they're the talk of the NFL... And we learn that what would be an injury?
Well, that's what's so loose about this hypothetical. Are we talking concussion? Are we talking broken finger?
No, we're talking leg injury.
Blown knee?
Concussions, because society's changing.
Hammy.
Society is changing. We're talking more about wellness. We're talking more about overall health. Yeah, Brad and Akron Connell. I don't want to see him in a cane for the rest of his life or using a cane for the rest of his life. Like, society is changing there. But I still think in the NFL... The worst thing you could be called is a coward. And when people look at Jay Cutler, they remember him, I'm not feeling too good. And there are people who call Jay Cutler a coward. Whether he was really hurt or not, they do that for him. There were people, obviously, and we brought this up, the anonymous people talking about Carson Wentz over this last offseason. Whether or not that was true, that's your thought. Cam Newton in the Super Bowl, you making the business decision.
People would say that about like Joe Hayden, but guess what? Joe Hayden's still playing and starting in the NFL. Maybe if he gutted it out all those years, maybe his career's over. So Joe Thomas's career is over because he gutted it out too much, and now we don't get him for a playoff team, for a team that we're hoping will go to the playoffs. I mean, that's a hypothetical, but is that not the case? Maybe if Joe Thomas just instead sits out those games and just says, all right, those are bad teams, I'm just going to sit, maybe we still have Joe Thomas to this day. So
really,
we have to think about that.
His career?
I think it very well could have.
Oh, I think
he's talked about
maybe,
that.
Maybe a year
yes.
or two. No, maybe.
I think he really shortened his career significantly, yes. You see, there's some great guys who play for 12, 13 years. Now, that's a long time. Mm-hmm. Joe playing 10 years and then abruptly out, and really halfway through his 10th year being out.
He couldn't play anymore. He was done.
Physically not being able to play anymore, the back issues that he had, the knee issues that he had, playing 10,000 consecutive snaps, I think absolutely took, maybe I'm embellishing a bit, at least a year, probably 2 years off his career. I think he could have played 12 years in the NFL.
I'm guessing,
I mean,
obviously.
They didn't have any extra games, the season without playoff appearances. It wasn't like how LeBron's aged as far as games that he's played. You know, I mean, he's played like three or four extra seasons because of all the playoffs.
Yeah, but
and everything,
but that's one of the twists that have happened this year. Now that he's not in the playoffs and he only played 55 games, I think it was this year.
Yeah, they're talking about all the rest and now how many more years he can tack on.
So much more fresher for the future, and I think a lot of fans. Hey, Greg Robinson's done a fine job halfway through the year, and hopefully he'll continue to do a fine job for a full season in 2019. But I still think it would be a resounding vote for Joe Thomas where you'd say, would you like a long-in-the-tooth, relatively healthy Joe Thomas or a fully healthy Greg Robinson? I think everybody probably would line up and say Joe Thomas. So if he were to take a couple of games off here and there during those years and it were to help Joe Thomas for the future, yeah, that's an argument that I can listen to. But I still think that it is such a prideful league. They are so terribly afraid of being replaced, a lot of these guys. But when it comes to a franchise quarterback, it's a little bit different. But I think the worst thing you can call one of these guys is a coward. And if there's any thought towards that where you think you could go, but you don't want to go, and I'm not here putting my ass on the line.
But I'm wondering if this Durant thing changes the way people look at this stuff.
I think it will some players.
I think it was already changing. It already was.
As far as?
In terms of guys looking out for themselves and protecting themselves. And I have no problem with that. I'm very pro-player, especially in the NFL where the contracts are not guaranteed. But I think guys were looking out for their long-term longevity in their next contract long before the other night.
Let me get to Nick and Maslin. Nick, you're next up on the Fan.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Nick, not bad. Go ahead.
You know, you're absolutely right. You talk about the players who have sat out. I mean, does everybody remember what happened to Kawhi Leonard last year? I know it's basketball, but he got crucified in the press when he was cleared, and his teammates were not happy with him for sitting out the playoffs.
That's true.
Oh, I thought he was continuing. Oh, yeah.
Your line's breaking.
That's part
of
it, too. Nick, thank you very much for the call. People ripped Kawhi Leonard up and down. Was it Tony Parker who called him out?
Yep.
His own teammates.
Yeah. Tony Parker was questioning.
And again, if you want to go back to 2015, LeBron was offering some very veiled comments that seemed certainly directed toward Kyrie when Kyrie was missing those games in the postseason.
Forget about all that. Gosh, it was so dramatic. You forget about all the instances. 216-578-0092. News dump with Jeff Thomas coming up, and also.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.